Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
It's called the National Guard's best kept secret.
That just sounds badass.
Yeah, right. It is pretty badass, honestly. There's 57 teams. A couple states have 2 teams. Minnesota has 1, the 55th. We're out of Fort Snelling. It's a 22 personnel team, 18 Army, 4 Air, and we respond to chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear incidents. If the state needs us and needs our expertise, we'll roll out, come help you up. We set up shop and we provide, you know, assistance and help you assess the situation and, you know, find a solution and a way forward. So,
wow. Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. The Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems.
Thank you all for joining us today. You can find the video version of this episode on our Vapor Trail YouTube channel, so please head on over, subscribe, give us a like and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. Don't forget to follow us at The Range Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook, as well as Vapor Trail Archery and Stokerized Stabilizers.
Well, hey folks, this is our segment of Shiny Objects. I'm here with Kyle and Adam of Archery Origins. And if you missed them on the previous podcast, make sure you give it a listen so you can be up to speed on what these guys are doing. It's an awesome project, and all of us here at Vapor Trail are extremely proud to be a part of it and extremely proud of what you guys are doing for the veteran community. So Shiny Objects is all about our current obsession. It could be, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be an object. It could be a song. It could be a good read. It could be, you know, an upcoming hunt, you know, you name it. So, you know, it's your shiny object. You get to choose. So let's start with you, Adam, this time. What is your current shiny object?
Oof, I got so many. My wife hates me. I have too many hobbies. I don't, you know, it kind of depends on the time of the year, but I'd say, like, right now, I'd say my shiny object would be probably my job, honestly.
Yeah.
I think I'm fortunate enough to, I have a job that I really love doing. It's something I didn't know. Like, I've always been interested in, like, networking and computing, like, my entire life. But now I actually, like, work in that field. So now I just want to be a sponge. I want everything. I just want to know it all. And mm-hmm. It's like every day, like even when, you know, I'm at work, I come home and I do this stuff for fun. Like I just can't let it go. Yeah. And like I leave, on Sunday, I'll be out in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho for 4 weeks for some networking classes. And like, it's, yeah, I suppose that's probably my obsession. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. What about you, Kyle?
Sweet.
Not as fun.
Oh, geez. You know, in all honesty, you know, it's kind of crazy, but the new HHA X3 sight that came out,
mm-hmm.
I got to say that it's crazy situation, but our family cabin is 15 minutes from the HHA facility, mm-hmm. and not knowing that growing up, but now being up there. So when we go there, we went and I hung out with Chris for a bit, and he showed me that new site, and I was like, man, this is going to be fun. Because
mm-hmm.
I know you and I talked about
yeah.
some things about it, not really knowing details, and then when yeah. I saw it in person, and I was like, man, this is pretty cool.
Because yeah.
we have guys in our group that Chaz will not shoot a four-pin, and he's like, I need to shoot a four-pin. Mm-hmm. He goes out to Montana, and he's like, I need to have, you know, my adjustability. I yeah. just need to have it.
Yeah.
And you know, he finally this year he came, hit me up, and he's like, "Hey, I want to shoot a. Think about shooting a single pin." And I'm like, "Stop," because I have the Rise, which is a two pin, which yeah. is on a single pin frame, and it's awesome. I mm-hmm. love it. And I mean, I just don't do that much hunting that I need to go crazy variable distances and stuff. But with that sight coming out, and then I was like, "Hey, hold your horses," and so you know, I told him about it, but. It's just one more thing in the market that, you know, a new site or whatever, but it's something that gives individuals the adaptability of where they're at, you know, for just setting their pins and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I would say that's my shiny object in the industry. Shiny object outside is I do jiu-jitsu, and it has been, like, the best thing for me.
That's cool.
Yeah. my son does it, too. We obviously different classes,
mm-hmm.
but it's just something that is like at my age, I don't like going to the gym just cause I don't have like a gym partner. So
yeah.
like Adam said, it's that thing of like, I know it's weird that I say like, go to an archery range and introduce yourself to somebody, but I can't be the one that goes to a gym and does that.
Yeah.
Like I just yep. won't do that. But mm-hmm. going to jiu-jitsu and getting choked out, tapped out by all these, you know, individuals, you know, and it's just like, knowing that I can get to that level, but it's a thing of just like learning to focus and work under pressure is a mm-hmm. huge thing in jiu-jitsu. But on the other side of it is like within archery, it's like, that's the same thing. Like target panic.
Yeah.
You learn to work through it and you know, your heart's racing and you need to, you know, focus on what's going on. It's like thinking about it, two different worlds. It's like, that's the best thing for me.
Yeah.
You know, so like after I leave class at night, you know, I'm just exhausted and I'm tired, but I feel good because I'm like, I learned something new. I had a good workout. You know, at my age, it's just like trying to keep my cardio up and stuff like that, you know. But it's just one of those things of like just blowing it up in the big world. It's like I'm just taking one thing, going to the next, but it's still the same thing that's, you know, encompassing my mind.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I know everybody else gives one. I gave two.
No, that's okay. That's okay. And a lot of people probably don't know this. I have a black belt in Taekwondo.
Do you? Awesome.
But I haven't trained in a really long time. The gym that I trained in, my instructor, oh man, he worked us hard. And I don't know why, you know, 15, 16 years old, we put up with the things he made us do. It was like, well, I'm not going to compare it to boot camp, but we would do like the whole duck walk thing around the room to the point where I couldn't even feel my legs anymore, you know, and we'd do leg lifts and it was crazy. So like when I went to college, I kind of got away from it a little bit and then I tried to get back in and I couldn't find a gym that worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, I mean, there's still some of that, but it was just didn't feed that the way that the gym that I used to be in, and I'm still trying to find that. Although the last time I did try to go to a class, it was more of a Taekwondo kind of workout thing. Mm-hmm. And the instructor, I had mentioned to him, I was like, yeah, I used to have a black belt or whatever. And so, and he was like, all right, cool. And so there was another black belt in the training session that we were doing, and we started doing some sparring. And so he's like, well, we got to set the black belts up together. And I hadn't trained in 15 years, you know? Yeah. And so, and it was funny cause he was being real easy on me, you know, he was being kind of nice and everything. And then I got a hit in on him, mm-hmm. you know, and not because I'm skilled. It's because he was just being lackadaisical about it. Cause he didn't want to whoop my ass. And then he whooped my ass. Yeah. It's like, all right. So, but yeah, I literally broke a rib.
Oof.
Jeez. Yeah. He got a kick in on the side and I was like, oop, okay, I'm done. Yeah. When, you know, I got the wind knocked out of me. I didn't realize it until later, but yeah, I cracked a rib. It's wild. But, anyways, I just wanted to tell that story.
Yeah.
I want to go back to what you said though, too, because there's not a lot of people that can say that they love their job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to point that out. I love that. I think that's really cool. And especially technology too. Technology can really be a pain in the ass, right?
Yep.
That's a great shiny object. Yep. And not many people can say that. So good for you, man.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I also think Adam plays pretty coy because like he doesn't explain what his job is fully. So that's one big thing. If Adam will actually explain what he does, that it'll kind of change your outlook when he says he likes his job, but what his actually job responsibilities are.
Sure.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So what do you do, Adam?
Oh, okay. I don't know if that was a question.
I was like, oh, maybe we can't talk about it.
We're fine.
CIA or what?
No, my neighbors think I am. But anyways.
let them believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the information systems NCO for my team. So I'm in charge of Obopatine, me and my counterpart, we're in charge of all secure, unsecure voice, video, and data for our team. So whether you need to make a sat phone call to Hawaii or you want to, I guess, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Basically, when we roll up to the problem that you're having, you tell us what you need and we make it work. And,
okay.
The equipment set that we have is pretty robust. The saying in the community is, you know, it's short of satellites falling out of the sky. Like,
oh, wow.
I can get you in touch with whoever you need, wherever you are. So, I mean, if satellites are falling, that's not the end of the world. We have things that we can do without satellites, too. So,
dude, that makes it way more shiny.
Yeah.
What do you guys do, though, too?
Yeah, like so I'm with the 55th Weapons of Mass Destruction Civil Support Team. We're just it's called the National Guard's Best Kept Secret.
That just sounds badass.
Yeah, right. It is. It is pretty badass, honestly. So there's 57 teams. A couple states have two teams. Minnesota has one, the 55th. We're out of Fort Snelling. It's a 22 personnel team, 18 Army, 4 Air. And we respond to chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear incidents, whether it's nefarious or just a bad fire at a chemical plant.
Mm-hmm.
If the state needs us and needs our expertise, we'll roll out, come help you up. We set up shop and we provide, you know, assistance and help you assess the situation and, you know, find a solution and a way forward. So that's kind of like the army. It's not really the army. I mean, it is the army, but it's, like I said, it's the best kept secret. Nobody knows these teams exist unless you work with us. It's only 22 people. You don't hear about it word of mouth unless you, you know somebody that's on the team. I'd like my brother's on the team. And I remember when he got hired on the team, we went out to dinner to have a congratulatory thing. And I had no idea that this thing was even a thing, you know. And I didn't even know he worked for the CST. And I think I was out at NTC in California in 2019, I think. And he's like, hey, if you want to, you want a job, you know, put your packet in. And I was kind of getting towards the end of a contract. I was like, I don't know, man. I've been in the desert for a month. I'm about over it right now. I'm kind of tired of pooping in these bags. I was like, I don't know if the Army's for me anymore. And he's like, just do it. So I did. And, you know, I got hired. And I, it was probably the second best decision I've ever made in my life was applying for this team. So, I mean, the support group I have on this team is amazing. It's just, like I said, it's 22 of us. It's super tight-knit. We're all best friends, you know, and it's awesome. There's, you know, six different sections. Everybody has their own little job, you know. Like I said, it's just me and my counterpart in the commo section, so.
Koi is like an understatement. That's, dude, you went from, yeah, I got
from
this.
I'm an IT guy.
To I got this pretty cool job to, you're a pretty important man. I mean, honestly, you know, but I'm with you too. You try to stay humble, you know, but, yeah, that's so cool, dude. That's awesome. You know what I mean? Not to minimize your job, but
no, that's why I wanted him to elaborate on it. Cause this is, he plays coy so much when I'm like, no, what do you do? Tell him really what you do. It's like, when everything goes to shit, you're there.
So now when I'm playing Call of Duty and there's that guy, like, you know, chiming in, like, you got an operator coming your way, I'm going to picture you.
Not me. Maybe if a printer doesn't work. That's the other half of my job.
There you go.
Troubleshooting printers because they never work.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, of course, there's always the mundane stuff, too, right? Yeah. Printers are horrible. Yeah. That makes me think of the movie Office Space.
I was going to say,
That's so funny. We've always wanted to do a skit on that because we got a couple of printers we've been hanging on to that we can go trash in a field somewhere. We just haven't had the opportunity to do it yet.
Yeah, I remember I came home from work one day and it was just a terrible day at work because it was a printer that just wasn't working for whatever reason. Like, it should have been working. Everything should have worked, but it just wasn't. And everybody's upset because this printer doesn't work. And I get home and naturally my printer doesn't work at home and my wife needs it for her work, and I'm just like, I just spent 8 hours troubleshooting a printer and now I come home and I need to troubleshoot this printer.
Man,
come on, that's wild. That's pretty cool.
Pain of my existence.
All right, well, folks, that brings us to the end of this episode. Kyle, Adam, thanks again so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And I know you already mentioned it, but where can folks find you guys if they want to get in touch for anything?
Website is archeryorigins.org or archeryorigins on Instagram. So yep. Go ahead and find us.
Awesome. Cool. Well, you can find us at The Range Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook. Also, be sure to head over to the Vapor Trail and Stokerize social channels and give us a follow over there. You can also find the video version of this episode on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel. If you like the video, hit that thumbs up button and make sure to subscribe so you can be up to date on all things archery. If you're listening, do me a favor, give us a rating and make sure you give us 5 stars. Only 5 stars. And with that, we are going to pack up our bows and arrows and we're hitting the range. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerize branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.